Moses is coming down from Mount Sinai, and he's carrying the tablets of the Ten Commandments in his hands. And there are commands that he received straight from God's mouth, God's Word. And that is just a hard thing to imagine, being able to hear audibly the words of God. Moses spoke to God, and God spoke directly back to him audibly. He could hear the voice of God. One cannot experience something so amazing really without being just changed by it, changed by the experience. And so Moses comes down the mountain, and his face is shining. It's radiant. It's beams of light coming from his face. Now, this is different than when, say, you meet a pregnant woman and you just think, oh man, isn't she glowing? She looks so radiant. She's glowing with the life that is in her. This is different from that. Moses is beaming lights. And it's so much so that the people around him, Aaron, his brother, and all the people of Israel, fall back in fear. They cower before the radiance that is the face of Moses. And this isn't a cowering, this isn't fear because they don't know him. It's not fear because they can't tell who this is, as though it's a ghost or something. Instead, there is something in the radiant face of Moses that truly is unsettling to them, very terrifying to them. They see something about God in the face of Moses that scares them. And so seeing the people fall back, Moses calls to the people to bring them to him. But it's different than what we hear, like, say, the angels in Scripture. When an angel appears in Scripture before somebody, like to Mary or to somebody else, what do we often hear the angels say? What's the first words out of their mouth? Do not fear. Do not be afraid. Fear not. Moses doesn't say that. He has the radiance of the Lord on his face. He just calls the people forward. Instead of saying, fear not, he speaks to them what God spoke to him. He gives them the commands of the Lord. As God spoke to Moses, now Moses speaks to the people. Moses, and we talked about this in Bible study this morning, Moses is the intermediary. He's the middleman to the people of God. To them, and for them, he is the mouth of God. And the people need him to be that. They want him to be this middleman. Now, in our day and age, we don't necessarily like middlemen. If you're in a store, if you're in a restaurant, and service isn't going very well, you only get so far talking to the waitress or the waiter or the clerk. Who do you want to see? You want to see the manager. And if possible, you want to talk directly to the owner. You don't want to deal with the middleman. But the Israelites do. They want Moses to be in this role for them. They need Moses. And they realize it now more than they ever have, just how frightening God is to them. The fear of the Lord is very real for them. God is so holy, so high above them, that they cannot help but feel dirty, like they are worthless scum before the Lord. And the commandments that God gives to them only compounds this. The law does this to us. The law of the Lord exposes our sin. It condemns us. It shows us how far we have fallen. And now Moses comes to them with glorious rays of the Lord shining forth from his face, and they just know more and more how unholy they are, how unworthy they are, how sinful they are. And so it seems from this point on that every time Moses speaks to them, if he's speaking the commands of God, he leaves his face uncovered. But if he's not, he puts a veil over it, like a big shawl, something to hide his face, because the people cannot take it. He takes the veil off when he speaks to the Lord, and then when he speaks the Lord's commands to the people. Otherwise, he covers his face. The radiance of the face of Moses is God exposed to the people. He is exposed to them. But at the same time, God is hidden to them. And that's a hard thing to get your mind around, God being exposed, but God being hidden. I think of it like this way. You're in a really dark room, or you're outside and it's really dark. Somebody comes and they're shining a flashlight in your eyes. You can see fully the light that is pouring out from that flashlight, but you can't see behind it. You can't see beyond it. If you're out in the street and it's pitch dark outside and a car comes to you and it's got the headlights and you're right in the headlights, you can see the light pouring forth from you. You know there's a car there or something, but you can't see beyond that. You are blinded by the light. God is hidden behind this radiance. There's an inaccessible holiness, insurmountable awesomeness that is the Lord, communicated through the commands that Moses gives. And it shows just how sinful we are. The perfection, the holiness that is God, and the sinfulness that is you and I, creates this veil. Necessitates the veil, creates a wall, creates separation between humanity and the Lord. Like them, like the Israelites, we need a mediator. We want a middleman. And so, in 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us who that middle person is. Paul says that only in Christ is the veil set aside. When one turns to the Lord, and here the Lord means Jesus, Paul says that the veil is removed. And we see the Lord for who He truly is, the one who suffered and died for us. Jesus is a new Moses. He is the new middleman for us. This is why that concept of the children's sermon is so important, where God in Jesus Christ is fully divine and at the same time fully human. He's never half one, half the other. He is always fully both. And He is for us because He bridges that gap between the holiness of God and the sinfulness of man. And in Christ, we know the Lord. The veil is removed. It is set aside. And we see God. And we see God through the crucified and the resurrected Jesus Christ. In Him, God is no longer hidden. He is revealed, and we see Him to be loving, kind, and merciful. In His suffering on the cross, Christ, the Son, fulfills all the requirements of the law that the law commands of us. God, Jesus fulfills it all. Jesus is the fear not, the be not afraid to the holiness, the majesty, of God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. He is our new and perfect middleman, the one who sits at the right hand of the Father, speaking to God the Father on our behalf, and God the Father really likes what he hears from his Son. And so now in Christ, we have unveiled faces. And with unveiled face, we are being transformed now into the likeness of Christ himself. This is what Paul talks about in his letter to the Corinthians. So through faith in Christ, the law of the Lord no longer piles guilt and guilt and guilt upon us. We are forgiven of that, freed from it. Instead, now the law shows us how to live as Christians, shows us how to be more Christ-like so that we can serve the world and do the good that the Lord has ordained for us to do. In Christ, we are made more like Him through the Spirit by the power of God's Word. And so thanks be to God that He has revealed Himself to us in Jesus Christ, has given you ears to hear and eyes to see the glory of the Lord through His crucified and risen Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.